It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Could Mary have said no to Gabriel, God's messenger? And if she could, what does that mean for you? Gabriel's announcement to Mary, called the Annunciation, is recorded in the ancient and holy text of Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. At some point soon, take a moment to read and ponder this rich scene. As you read, you'll note that Gabriel used language that indicates, or at least appears to indicate, that Mary had no choice in what was about to happen. For instance, the angel used the word will numerous times. Luke 1 verse 31, Gabriel says, "You will be found with child." Then there is Mary's statement in verse 38, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." I was pushed off balance by the Greek grammar of Mary's response. Grammatically, her words, "may it be," is not passive but middle voice, not indicative but optative mood. Well, what does that mean? The middle voice suggests cooperation, not being passive. The optative mood indicates possibility, not certainty. So we have the grammatical suggestion that there is going to be the possibility of cooperation. Did Mary have a choice to make? Well-known and reliable commentators seem to differ on this question. On one hand, some refer to Mary's statement as a, quote, "expression of resignation to the will of God," end quote. That's from Barnes Commentary. In other words, Mary's passive acknowledgement of an invariable sovereign decision. She had no choice. On the other hand, some understand her words as active, and that's my understanding from the Greek text. Here's one sample from the Pulpit Commentary. Quote, "The Bible scholar Frederick Godet wrote that God's message by the mouth of the angel was not a command. The part Mary had to fulfill made no demands on her. It only remained, therefore, for Mary to consent to the consequences of the divine offer. She gives this consent in a word, at once simple and sublime, which involved the most extraordinary act of faith. Mary submitted herself of her own free will to what she felt was the will and wish of her God." End quote. I ask again, did Mary have a choice to make? If Mary did have a choice, what if she said no? Well, for sure, God's ultimate purposes cannot and will not be frustrated. Paul writes in Galatians 4, verse 4, "When the time had come, God sent his son born of a woman." It says born of a woman. It doesn't say Mary. At that point in history, the Son was sent, the Savior was born, and God took on complete humanity. That's the Incarnation. Nothing could frustrate God's purposes, not even Mary. Of course, this is speculation, a question that intrudes into a holy place, and it calls for humility and reverence. Mary did not say no. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Some time ago, I was introduced to a poem by Malcolm Gait. Self-described as a priest, poet, and rock and roller who lives in Cambridge, United Kingdom. He kindly gave me permission to quote his poem, Annunciation, in my blog and this podcast. Here is his poem, which you can also find on his website, Malcolm Gait, spelled G-U-I-T-E. Here's his poem, Annunciation. "We see so little stayed on surfaces. We calculate the outsides of all things. Preoccupied with our own purposes, we miss the shimmer of the angels' wings. They coruscate around us in their joy, a swirl of wheels and eyes and wings unfurled. They guard the good we purpose to destroy, a hidden blaze of glory in God's world. But on this day, a young girl stopped to see with open eyes and heart. She heard the voice, the promise of his glory yet to be. As time stood still for her to make a choice, Gabriel knelt and not a feather stirred. The Word himself was waiting on her word." There's no doubt how Malcolm Guite understands this scene. With the question asked, I wonder what issues it raises for you and me. When the Lord asks you to participate with Him in moving His purposes towards completion, do you have a choice to make? What if you say no when God invites you to cooperate with Him in what He is doing in His world? For sure, God's ultimate purposes cannot and will not be frustrated. Will it simply yet profoundly mean that you choose to exclude yourself from participating with God in what God is doing? Let Mary's words guide and encourage you. I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Let her words influence your mind and your heart and your actions as you're invited to cooperate with God, whether in something small and apparently insignificant or large and utterly unimaginable. May you be richly blessed in the fullness of the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.